morning and welcome. You're watching Left, Right and Center. This is a special one-hour edition. I'm Sanket Upadhyay. Three stories that we are going to track right here. Story number one on your screen, Mamata versus Modi. It's a story of Pegasus, plaster. Mamata Banerjee held up her phone and said, look, I've covered the camera with a plaster. Because that seems to be the only effective way against Pegasus. And politics. She's used this opportunity to scale and project herself as perhaps the most important person in the opposition space. She's talking about a Gathbandhan. What is this all about? We'll ask questions of representatives, both from the TMC as well as the BJP, on what this means. Also on the show, there are new reports, latest reports, which suggest that COVID numbers, death numbers in India have been underreported and underreported massively. Some estimates say that as many as 49 lakh people have died, 4.9 million. So are India's COVID deaths underreported? We'll get you excerpts from that report and also a discussion. And also on the show, which is also an important discussion, the government says, almost makes it appear as if there is a zero death theory, which means that zero people have died because of lack of oxygen. That's not the case. We haven't forgotten what happened 3 months ago. People did die. And family members are now saying oxygen shortage did kill their family members. So how can we say that there are zero deaths? Will we rely on reality or some computation error or computation format which is being presented to put forward a zero death theory? What will we believe? Alright, let's quickly kickstart this one-hour edition. Before we go any further, Mamata Banerjee has now said in a speech today that it may have been Khela Hobe in 2021, but for 2024, she says Dilli Chalo. She's also bandaged her phone to make Pegasus' point. Mamata then said that phone can be tapped. She can't talk to Pawar. She can't talk to Kejriwal. She can't talk to P. Chidambaram. And then she talks about what appears to be a national aim and a national ambition, urging opposition parties to unite. Is she going to be that cornerstone, that important pillar for opposition unity? Or, as we have seen in the past, is index of opposition unity just a myth? Because opposition never manages to appear like one monolith.
The picture that spoke a thousand words. Mamata Banerjee not mincing hers either.
Pegasus, dangerous, ferocious. Dekho hum pura isko plaster kar diya.
Taking on the BJP government on the biggest scandal in the country today, she said, Pegasus, and signalling her agenda in no uncertain terms, Dilli Chalo, target
2024.
Not just the phone hack, but also COVID, fuel prices, farmers' protests and her own victory over BJP in Bengal, for Mamata Banerjee, the time is ripe. So on Trinamool's Shaheed Divas, 21st July, the outreach to opposition parties to say, let's meet. She is in Delhi next week.
Agar aap log ek meeting bula sakta hai, to we can attend 26th, 27th, 28th,
Over half a dozen opposition leaders attended the Trinamool event in Delhi. Heavyweights like Sharad Pawar and P. Chidambaram. They were present for a while.
Aap Mamata Banerjee ke samarthan mein aaye hain.
Bilkul. Bilkul.
क्या आपको लगता है कि राष्ट्रीय राजनीति में भी ममता बनर्जी को सक्रिय होना चाहिए?
क्यों नहीं? क्यों नहीं?
The BJP jeered, and to embarrass the Trinamool, hit back citing the NHRC report and holding a Shaheed Divas of its own for victims of post-poll violence. Political sparring between the BJP and Trinamool will continue in Bengal. But Mamata Banerjee has just moved the goalposts. She has taken the battle to BJP's doorstep at the centre. The Bengal Assembly elections results proved Mamata Banerjee is no easy adversary. Remember, Khela Hobby?
Roshni chaand se hota hai, sitaron se nahi. Mohabbat kaam se hota hai, Modi ji, mun ka baat kehne se nahi.
With GD Shankar and Himanshu Shekhar, Monideepa Banerjee, NDTV.
All right, joining us right now is Rajya Sabha MP and Trinamool Congress leader, Mr. Derek O'Brien. Mr. O'Brien, thank you so much for speaking to NDTV. First of all, Mamata Banerjee mentioned this in her speech also. You think the judiciary, we'll talk about Pegasus first. Do you think the judiciary should take suo motu cognizance of the Pegasus matter, as was mentioned by Mamata Banerjee?
Well, obviously, that was a big statement she made today. And she said it with all humility. It was an appeal. And Mamata Banerjee doesn't say things and doesn't mean it. So she said what she said. Yes, and she did say that because this is something. This is serious breach. This is a serious breach at many levels. It's a serious breach at many, many levels. And that's why I think the first step in a direction of how big a breach this is that from tomorrow, in both houses of parliament, not only the All India Trinamool Congress, but there are many other political parties who will take this issue up very seriously, because there are only like one or two, three big issues which we really all want to focus on. And the hacking issue is one. Obviously, there's the farmer issue, and the other one being the price rise, inflation. So, but this is a big issue, and Trinamool have already moved notices, adjournment motion in Lok Sabha, and suspension notice in Rajya Sabha. And tomorrow is just the start. This is going to carry on for a while. So we want the Prime Minister, the Home Minister, they have to come and speak on the floor of Parliament.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Mamata Banerjee in her speech also said that media, judiciary and the Election Commission, all three have been targeted and captured by Pegasus. But you know, the BJP has alleged that you have done exactly the same thing by tapping the phones of opposition leaders. In just a short moment, we'll play an interview with Mr. Dilip Ghosh, who has this allegation against you, that you're doing the same in Bengal.
I don't need to respond to what the BJP chief in Bengal needs to say. The BJP is desperately trying to remain relevant in Bengal. The people of Bengal have spoken. I didn't do any big talk before the election results. Mr. Upadhyay, we've spoken many times, but the people of Bengal have done the big talk. By the way, third week of April, while the results were, while the elections were on, Mamata Banerjee, in fact, did tell a television channel that exactly what is happening now. She said it was Israeli software, and she went into details that phones were being hacked. Now listen, this is not about hacking only Abhishek Banerjee's phone or hacking the political strategist's phone. Because please understand, there are, how often does Mamata Banerjee speak to Abhishek Banerjee on the phone? They don't stay in the same place. So that means you've already had access to her conversations. There are other members of Trinamool Congress who had conversations with Abhishek Banerjee and Mr. Kishore. So this is a much bigger issue, much beyond just Mr. Abhishek Banerjee, who you hacked his phone, you outspent his party by 100 times, you dictated to the Election Commission, you set your own set of rules, you got the ED, the CBI to be your allies, and Mr. Upadhyay, after doing this, you still got hopelessly defeated in the election. But this is a much, much bigger issue. And in fact, it is such a big issue with international ramifications to trivialize it and say, you know, this is some anti-national issue. Why to disrupt monsoon session of parliament? I mean, that's bizarre. Hmm.
But you think that, Mr. Derek, it is in everyone's interest that there is an independent probe. I mean, look at it this way. If the government is saying that this is a notorious attempt to malign the government, then should there not be a probe?
Yeah, here's a simple question. Did the government of India use this software? Is that correct? Is that correct or is that incorrect? Let them first answer the simple question, because we've said this, the new IT minister, poor chap, he hasn't even got his bungalow allotted in Delhi. In 72 hours, he's been asked to make a statement. So the question we're asking is that correct? Did the government of India get hire Pegasus software? Now, is that correct? You can take if you remember, Bill Clinton, Lewinsky affair, and I'm being serious, because that time when the grand jury was describing something and they told President Clinton, is that correct? You know what he replied? His reply was, it depends on what the meaning of is that correct? I mean, so if there's no, I mean, come to Parliament and tell us, because you haven't. The Parliament, the irony of all this is that, again, the new minister, his own phone, this is something which is just the tip of the iceberg, you know, and that is why the issues in Parliament, be it the farmers, repeal the farm laws. No discussions now needed in Parliament on farmers. You have to repeal the farm laws. You have to talk about inflation. So we were very cooperative, in fact, yesterday, where they were using COVID and trying to have meetings outside. Now, Mr. Amit Shah and Mr. Modi, who have a track record, they have a reputation to live up to. Let's not ever forget that. They have a reputation of 2002 to live up to. So in 19 years, they've been more experienced. Either they think Pegasus is a video game, which was hired just to, you know, to be entertained by what the Trinamool Congress's All India General Secretary was saying, or a political strategist was saying, or journalist was saying. And the one, I mean, in all this, also about that, my colleague, I mean, he's a colleague and I can't change that, but he is a colleague. He's a Rajya Sabha member of parliament, the former Chief Justice of India. And that murky case, I mean, how shameless is that? How shameless is that with the lady in that sexual harassment case? Even that phone was, and there's no soft word for it. The snooping and all won't do. It's a hack.
Okay. Now, Mr. Derek, Mamata Banerjee, and she did it in fine style, where she put a plaster bandage on her phone and said, I can't talk to Mr. Chidambaram, I can't talk to Mr. Pawar, Mr. Kejriwal, maybe my phone is being tapped or hacked. Now, just taking this conversation forward and broad basing it a little, is Mamata Banerjee positioning herself in some sort of, as was an article in a News Daily today, a linchpin for the opposition unity?
Let me tell you very clearly, we have, the people of Bengal have annihilated the BJP. Now, Mamata Banerjee, you're using all these terms like linchpin, etc. Listen, she's called herself never a VIP, but a LIP, a lesser important person. We're very clear. The focus in 2024 is that BJP has to go. People who hack telephones, people who don't supply oxygen and say hunky-dory. You heard the speech of the minister yesterday in Parliament, 54 minutes. I mean, it was a teddy bear's picnic. COVID in India was a teddy bear's picnic because they've done everything well. They've done everything well. But Mamata Banerjee will play a role. Mamata Banerjee is not, running for any chair. Mamata Banerjee believes in the ideology of the constitution, as we said, her idea of India as per the constitution. And in 2021, May the 2nd, BJP had their idea, which was their manifesto. So after that is over, we've established that. Now Mamata Banerjee is willing to play the role of a, I think she once used a beautiful term in her own simple way. I can't possibly translate that in English. She said she'll be a like a squirrel in the garden. So she'll just play a wonderful role of without seeking power. And I think that is what she also said today. She mentioned today in her speech, she didn't leave anybody's name out. She mentioned the Sonia Gandhi, she mentioned the Congress, she mentioned the NCP, she mentioned all political parties. Focuses that you have to remove the BJP. She didn't mention the names of two or three political parties who are now running state governments. But I think they also, their names were not mentioned, but I'm sure we were happy today to have the parliamentary party leader of the TRS with us. So I think everyone, all these parties, even the TRS and the Jagan Reddy's party, I think all of them have to look, because today it's somebody else. Tomorrow it will be you.
Okay, my last question, Derek O'Brien. What sort of national Gathbandhan is the TMC actually looking at? And what role specifically does the TMC hope to play in this Gathbandhan? You know, how do you propose to start? Because many previous attempts at cobbling or stitching together an alliance in the opposition space, this index of opposition unity, have not really worked. Everyone has a mind of their own. So how do you get everyone together? What's the idea?
Well, firstly, every step the BJP is taking, they themselves are walking on a mangrove forest. So doesn't matter what terms we use. Now, let me give you a simple example of how do you intend to defeat the BJP. You have to be the man of the match or the player of the match in your own state. We showed it. We showed how this has been done in Bengal. In spite of all the mind games, the money, and there were only two campaigners in Bengal. There was not a third campaigner, Modi Shah. So how was this done? How did we win almost 75% of the seats? That's the Bengal way to do it. Similarly, you do the same thing in Tamil Nadu. So there has to be a way. There has to be it's not easy. There has to be a strategy in place. And as she said today, we cannot wait for, 2 years later, we have to start now. So I don't think we should be using these terms, and we are not getting into these terms, but it's very, very clear. Mamata Banerjee is coming to Delhi for 1 week, next week. And I can assure you, she's not coming to Delhi to try the pani puris at Gold Market. She's coming here for serious political business. And I'm sure at the end of that 1 week, as a beginning, there will be lots to write home about, because the focus is very, very clear. Mr. Modi and Mr. Shah will stoop to any level to stay in power. They will even hack your phone. They will make a complete mockery of India's institutions, including Parliament. Now, Parliament tomorrow, if I may make my last point.
Yeah, sure.
If Parliament is disrupted over the next 1 week or 10 days, please do not blame the Trinamool Congress, the Congress, the DMK. No. What are we asking for? We're asking for a discussion. And we're asking for some answers, some hard answers to these questions. You answer one question and have a full discussion with Mr. Modi and Mr. Shah. Otherwise, what happens? The price of petrol goes up and diesel go up. You drop your minister and you bring in the next minister. COVID, enough said on COVID. You drop the health minister and you find another, what do they call? Baldi ka bakra. So no, opposition wants Parliament to run, run, Mr. Upadhyay. We want Parliament, both houses to run. We'll run Parliament tomorrow. But then you be in a mood to discuss, repeal the farm laws. And before that, tell us stuff about Pegasus. Okay, so we want Parliament to run. It's the government who do not want answerable. But this is a government. Why are we surprised, Mr. Upadhyay? This is a government who passed the farm laws completely making a mockery of Parliament. We had divisions. No vote was given. This is not Parliament. We are trying to make Parliament into Parliament. But Mr. Modi and Shah's idea of Parliament is the Gujarat Gymkhana. You and I will sit and make something and then everyone will follow. Nope. We didn't give any big talk before May 2nd. I can tell you one last thing. The body language in Parliament, the body language in Central Hall, the body language in Lok Sabha, Rajya Sabha, the body language of the opposition in Delhi has changed.
Okay.
Why has it changed? Because this diminutive lady has fought a battle on unequal terms and thrashed the hell out of Modi and Shah. That's why it changed. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much. But is she going to enjoy a prominent position as far as this new opposition is concerned? There's Sharad Pawar also who tried to do the same. There's Mamata Banerjee who's, and very rightfully so, after having been a victor in a state election, will she be that linchpin, as one write-up used? Will she become that important pillar for the opposition? Is going to be very interesting. Many of these projects have been launched in the past in the opposition space, and they have failed because of differences of opinion. How successful can she be? That's the big question. I would like to introduce now the BJP chief from West Bengal, Mr. Dilip Ghosh. Dilip Babu, thank you very much for joining us right here on NDTV. First of all, on Martyrs Day, I saw something peculiar happening in Bengal. There was one Martyrs Day, one version of Martyrs Day being celebrated by BJP and another by the TMC. Can you explain the two types of interpretation of this day that is happening between BJP and TMC?
देखिए मार्टियर्स डे ये कोई निश्चित दिन नहीं है और जो ममता बनर्जी कर रहे हैं उसके साथ उनकी पार्टी का कोई संबंध नहीं है. जब टीएमसी बनी ही नहीं थी कांग्रेस की युवा दल ने आंदोलन किया था और उस पर सीपीएम की सरकार की पुलिस ने गोली चलाई थी, 13 लोगों की मौत हुई थी. अब वो टीएमसी बनने के बाद उसको टीएमसी ने कांग्रेस से छीन लिया. वो कांग्रेस के कार्यकर्ता थे और उसको शहीद दिवस मना रहे हैं. लेकिन आज जो हिंसा के खिलाफ ममता बनर्जी आंदोलन कर रही है और शहीद दिवस मना रही है, उसी हिंसा को ममता बनर्जी आगे बढ़ा रहे हैं. पिछले 6-7 साल से बंगाल में हमारे 175 कार्यकर्ताओं की हत्या हुई है. कल भी रायगंज में कार्यकर्ता का हत्या हुआ है. विधानसभा चुनाव के रिजल्ट के बाद 45 कार्यकर्ताओं की हत्या हुई है जो एक तरफ हिंसा के खिलाफ शहीद दिवस उद्यापन कर रहे हैं और उसी पार्टी और उसी की सरकार ने और यह हिंसा की एकदम नंगा नाच कर रहे हैं और लोगों को हत्या कर रहे हैं, विपक्षियों को इस प्रकार खत्म करने के प्रयास कर रहे हैं. इसी के प्रतिवाद में पूरा देश में लोगों के सामने विषय को लाने के लिए किस प्रकार हिंसा हुआ है और लोकसभा चुनाव के बाद जो हिंसा हुआ उसमें लगभग 12,000 घटना हमारे पास अभी तक नथिबद्ध हुआ है कि जहां तक आक्रमण हुआ है. लगभग 850 कार्यकर्ताओं पर जानलेवा हमला हुआ है, उसमें 45 लोग मारे गए हैं, कई लोग वुंडेड है, हॉस्पिटल में है और आज भी हजारों लोग घर छोड़ के बाहर है. 80,000 से 1,00,000 लोग घर छोड़कर के बाहर थे, बेघर थे, वो धीरे धीरे आ रहे हैं. सरकार प्रायोजित जो हिंसा चल रहा है उसका विरोध में हमारा प्रदर्शन और उन बलिदानी कार्यकर्ताओं को श्रद्धांजलि देने के लिए आज का दिन हमने उद्यापन किया.
जी बिल्कुल. लेकिन आपको लगता है दैट ममता बनर्जी आफ्टर हैविंग डिफीटेड यू इन द पोल्स इन वेस्ट बंगाल, यू थिंक दैट शी इज ट्राइंग टू पोजिशन हरसेल्फ एज अ मेन लीडर इन द ऑपोजिशन रैंक्स एट द सेंट्रल लेवल एंड दैट्स व्हाई दिस टॉक ऑफ गठबंधन, बिग गठबंधन एट द सेंट्रल लेवल?
ये हो सकता है विपक्षी दलों का कंपटीशन है कि कौन विपक्ष का नेता बनेगा.
कंपटीशन.
अब कांग्रेस जब सत्ता में था इस प्रकार एक मुहिम चलता था. आपने हरकृष्ण जी सुरजीत जो स्वर्गीय हो गए हैं उनके नेतृत्व में सुबह से शाम तक नेताओं का घर घर जाते थे वो और एक फ्रंट खड़ा करने के प्रयास किया. पूरा जिंदगी बिता दिए लेकिन कोई फ्रंट खड़ा नहीं हुआ कांग्रेस के खिलाफ. बिना भाजपा की फ्रंट थी, आज भाजपा सत्ता में है, इस प्रकार फ्रंट करने की कोई ना कोई प्रयास कर रहा है. सीपीएम का वो ताकत नहीं है. ममता बनर्जी ने वो जिम्मेदारी ले ली है और कभी कांग्रेस को छोड़कर कभी कांग्रेस के साथ फिर एक मुहिम चलाया जा रहा है जो अपने प्रदेश में सफल नहीं हो पाए हैं. अपने हिंसा को रोक नहीं पा रहे, कानून व्यवस्था को संभाल नहीं पा रहे, लोकतंत्र खतरे में है वहां. उस प्रदेश के नेता देश को क्या नेतृत्व देंगे? 19 में लोगों ने उनको सूचना दे दिया था. 19 में भी सारा देश के नेताओं को बुला करके बंगाल में कलकत्ता में बड़ी रैली हुई थी, उनको माछ भात खिलाए थे. लेकिन नतीजा जब आया पता चला ममता बनर्जी का 34 लोकसभा सीट से नीचे आकर के 22 में आ गए. हम 2 से 18 में गए और पूरा देश में जो नेता आए थे उनके साथ फोटो खींचने के लिए, उनकी पार्टी उनके नेतृत्व कोई प्रतिनिधि आज किसी का लोकसभा में नहीं है, या तो कोई पार्टी आज अस्तित्व का संकट में जूझ रही है. तो इसलिए लोगों ने उनको संकेत दे चुका है, समझ जाना चाहिए.
दिलीप घोष, आज ममता बनर्जी ने अपना फोन उठा करके दिखाया, उसके ऊपर उन्होंने एक बैंडेज, एक प्लास्टर लगा दिया और ये बोला कि सब मेरी बात सुनती है केंद्र सरकार, द सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट इज लिसनिंग, सो आई विल पुट अ बैंडेज ऑन माय फोन. हाउ डू यू रिस्पॉन्ड टू दिस चार्ज, स्ट्रॉन्ग चार्ज बाय द ऑपोजिशन एंड द ऑफेंसिव ऑन पेगासस?
नहीं देखिए मैक्सस जो कंपनी की बात हो रही है, ममता बनर्जी की सरकार उसी कंपनी के सॉफ्टवेयर यूज करती है, और जो फोन टैम्पिंग की बात हो रही, जो मुकुल बाबू हमारे पार्टी में आए थे, मुकुल रॉय उनके अभी वाइस प्रेसिडेंट है, उन्होंने भाजपा में रहते समय ममता बनर्जी की सरकार के खिलाफ केस की थी कि मेरा फोन टैपिंग होती है, और सच में विपक्ष के छोड़ दीजिए उनके पार्टी के लोगों का ऊपर निगरानी होती है, उनकी पूरा डिपार्टमेंट है राजीव कुमार के नेतृत्व में, विदेशी संयंत्र लगा करके उनके पार्टी के नेताओं का और हम लोग जैसा कुछ विपक्ष के नेताओं का टैपिंग होता है, सब जानते हैं। आज उल्टा ममता बनर्जी उसी कल्चर से आए हैं, इंदिरा गांधी ने एक समय उनके पार्टी के नेताओं का ऊपर निगरानी करती थी और फोन टैपिंग करती थी,
दिलीप बाबू वन मोमेंट,
उसी कल्चर से ममता बनर्जी आई है, इसलिए ये उन्हीं के कल्चर है। भाजपा इस प्रकार कल्चर में विश्वास ना करता है, ना हमारी सरकार में कोई ऐसा कर सकता है।
नो मिस्टर घोष, आई जस्ट वांट टू अंडर, डिड यू जस्ट से दैट ममता बनर्जी इज यूजिंग पेगासस एंड दैट शी टैप्स योर फोन और फोन्स ऑफ लीडर्स ऑफ द बीजेपी?
उनकी सरकार पेगासस का सॉफ्टवेयर यूज करती है, अब उससे क्या क्या करती है वही जाने, और किन किन का फोन टैप कर सकते हैं वही बोल सकते हैं।
ममता बनर्जी इज यूजिंग पेगासस इन वेस्ट बंगाल, दैट्स द चार्ज बाय द वेस्ट बंगाल बीजेपी चीफ। बट दिलीप घोष, इफ दैट इज द केस, नंबर वन आई वांट टू आस्क यू, हाउ कैन यू बी सो श्योर, एंड इफ यू आर एब्सोल्युटली श्योर देन व्हाट आर यू डूइंग अबाउट इट?
आप पता तो करिए कौन सा कंपनी का सॉफ्टवेयर उनकी सरकार यूज करती है, हमें पता है इसलिए हम बोल रहे हैं। जैसे उनके सरकार उनके लोग बोल रहे हैं कि हमारे मंत्री विदेशी है, बिल्कुल उनके पास तथ्य होगा, नहीं तो कैसे बोल रहे हैं, हम तो तथ्य के आधार पर बोल रहे हैं।
सो इफ यू आर सो श्योर दिलीप बाबू, इफ यू आर सो श्योर, व्हाई डोंट यू लॉन्च अ प्रोब, पता चल जाएगा वेदर शी इज यूजिंग पेगासस और नॉट।
नहीं, जांच तो बिल्कुल होनी चाहिए, बहुत सारी जांच होनी चाहिए, इतने कार्यकर्ता हमारे मारे गए उनका सीबीआई जांच होनी चाहिए, अभी कई घटना आ रही है वैक्सीन को लेके, वहां जो कालाबाजारी चल रही और दो नंबर की, उसका ऊपर भी जांच होनी चाहिए, कई बातों को लेकर के जांच होनी चाहिए, लेकिन होता कहां है, जो खुद इस प्रकार हेराफेरी करते हैं वो हमारे ऊपर आरोप लगाते हैं।
अरे बट दिस इज योर सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट, इफ यू वांट यू कैन लॉन्च एन लॉन्च अ प्रोब वेदर यू नो पेगासस इज बीइंग यूज्ड, आई मीन द सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट हैज नॉट एक्सेप्टेड दैट इट यूजेस और नॉट, बट दिलीप घोष, what is the, you know, as a general proposition, do you think that the probe in the Pegasus case needs to happen so that we have clarity? Pata to chale kaun use kar raha hai?
Dekhiye, Bengal mein jo bahut badi ghotale hui hai, coal scam, wool scam hum sunte the, lekin jo Sharda ka ghotale hua, lagbha 80,000 crore ka cheat fund ka jo ghotala hua, lakhon garib logon ka sab kuch chhin gaya usme, phir Narda ka hua, uska to Supreme Court se hum log gaye, Supreme Court se jaanch bhi ho rahi hai, कुछ नेता मंत्री जेल में जाके आए हैं, तो प्रोसेस में चल रहा है, समय आएगा तो इसका भी जांच जरूर होगा और होना भी चाहिए। राजनीति में विपक्ष को रोकने के लिए इस प्रकार गलत तरीका अपनाना ठीक नहीं है।
ऑलराइट दिलीप घोष, मेनी थैंक्स फॉर जॉइनिंग अस राइट हियर ऑन द शो। वी आर स्टॉपिंग फॉर अ शॉर्ट ब्रेक एट दिस मोमेंट। व्हेन वी कम बैक वी विल गेट यू एक्सर्प्ट्स ऑफ अ रिपोर्ट व्हिच सेज, व्हिच सजेस्ट दैट परहैप्स इंडियाज कोविड डेथ्स कुड हैव बीन अंडर रिपोर्टेड बाय अ ह्यूज मार्जिन। That report and much more on the other side. Welcome back. So, have India's deaths, COVID deaths, been underreported? Now, there is a new report on the real number of COVID deaths, which has been co-authored by this government's former chief economic advisor, also among others, estimating that several millions have died. Let's quickly get you through the details of what this report says. First of all, this is a report by the Center and Global Development, which says that there are three new estimates of India's all-cause excess mortality during the COVID-19 pandemic. So there is Mr. Arvind Subramanian, Justin Sandefur, as well as Abhishek Anand. These are the three authors. The report says the true deaths, they make this India's worst tragedy. They've also said, this report, in fact, has been published by the US-based Center for Global Development, which focuses on economic research. There are some details. It says UP's second wave appears implausibly low. Center should release all data on sero surveys as well as deaths. Let me now quickly go across to our guest, Dr. Chandrakant Laheria, epidemiologist and public health expert, Dr. Shashank Joshi, member of the COVID-19 task force in Maharashtra, and Dr. Sumit Ray, head of department critical care medicine, Holy Family Hospital. Thank you very much to the three of you. We'll begin with you, Dr. Laheria. Details of this report, seem to suggest, and these are some estimates. One of the estimates says that the actual death count could be as high as 4.9 million. That means close to 50 lakh people could have been dead.
Yes, so this report has three estimates based upon three different data sources, and one of those goes up to 4.9 million deaths. However, we need to remember that these deaths and each of the estimates comes with a confidence interval, and some of the estimates, the confidence interval are really wide. However, I completely agree with some of the conclusions or take-home messages which this report say. That one, they say that definitely the number of deaths in India would be far higher than the officially reported deaths in the country, which is at 400,000. They are saying that the only point we need to know that how many fold higher, but there is no point that every country across the world has more number of deaths. Here we need to remember that even World Health Organization in its World Health Statistics 2021 said that across the world, in every country, number of deaths are likely to be far higher than the officially reported deaths. So that's a given. The only point we need to explore that what is the excess mortality. That's one. Second point, which they argue and say that each of the country try to improve the death statistic. They should collect additional data and they should explore that what could be the real number of dead in that country, and that will be really crucial. Here, I also want to flag that this is not the only or the first report which has said this one. Number of experts and journalists and statisticians have looked at this, and each one has come up with the excess mortality within country, which would range at least 4 to 5 fold higher to, as this report says, around 12 fold higher.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the alarming bit, Dr. Joshi, don't you think? Because, you know, I can understand some correction that some data will not be recorded, and now we have another tragedy, unfortunately, that within 3 months, the government now says we don't have data to suggest that there were any deaths due to lack of oxygen. But, you know, 4.14 lakh is the official death figure in this country, whereas the three estimates mentioned in this report are 34 lakh, 40 lakh and 49 lakh. Such a huge margin.
So, Sakyanji, I think excess mortality will be seen across the world, and India is no exception. But I think this current report has major flaws, and these flaws are very categorical and clear-cut. The first thing is that, you know, we need to understand that way back in 2011, you know, we were using the CRS method of survey, and in that we were reporting around 66%. That improved to around 75% by 2015. By 2019, 92% of the deaths are registered. Now, remember, there's a difference between actual registration of deaths and actual deaths, which is an estimate done by the SRS survey. So we have very complex mechanisms of computing death and guess estimates of that. Uh-huh. So it is very difficult now in 2020 and 2021. And even now, you know that many states are still reconciling that data, because people have been so overwhelmed in the current pandemic that we will only get true estimates of death data in times to come. But I think in the last 6-7 years in digital India, we have almost 92% of CRS reportage. SRS data will be a little variant from that. In fact, that showed actually, ironically, a little lesser value if you compare 2015 to 2018 or 2019. So this is a very complex equation. And all I can say is what Dr. Laheria said, that this is something for us to be insightful, that we need better data infrastructure. Yeah. Remember, this CRS has three flaws. Number one, it is on the registration of the death. Sometimes it is more reported in urban places where the death occurs, not in the rural India. In rural India, the deaths don't get reported very actively. Hmm. Second challenge is we have to report a death in the first 21 days. That also gets reported sometimes even after 6 months and 1 year. Hmm. And the third challenge is that a lot of people, you know, the place of work is different. Women deaths are not reported in rural India. So we have a lot of flaws. But despite of the flaws, excess mortality could be there. We cannot deny that. But I think this report itself has its own limitations.
Should not be taken at face value.
Mentioned in the paper.
I think that's an important point. Dr. Ray, then what should be taken at face value? Because right now, many estimates say that the government's estimate is it cannot be believed. It's not believable. Then you also have people greeting this report with skepticism. So how important it is the next time there is a wave for us to have correct data on the number of deaths? You forget the classification. Like how many died due to lack of oxygen or because of COVID? I'm just talking about recording deaths.
Right. Of course, it's very, very important to record the deaths and the reasons for the deaths. Only then can we be prepared for the next surge and prepare in multiple ways for the next surge. Having said that, and also taking into consideration the problems about this study raised by Dr. Joshi, there are a few things which are indicative also that the mortality is significantly higher, probably going by just the sero survey that has been recently been done. Based on that sero survey, nearly 67% people are sero positive. And in that study, about 12 to 13% had vaccination. So non-vaccination infections in the country were close to probably sero positivity is probably close to 800 million people getting infected. And if we go by the infection fatality rate of other countries, advanced countries, which is 0.65, if we even half that, you know, because of our demographics, etc., that we have a younger population, still it arrives at a number like 2 million deaths. I know it's a guesstimation, but it also indicates that if we have had 800 million infections in this country, then the probability that the deaths would be close to the at least the lower end of the estimate by this study is not a far-fetched idea.
Okay. Thank you very much to the three of you for your insight. Obviously, there is reasonable amount of doubt being raised as far as this report is concerned. However, there is a general acceptability of the fact that, yes, deaths are underreported and death figures have to be reconciled. Well, the next story that we are about to get you is on how you compute deaths. And to say because you did not tabulate data on the number of people who died because of COVID and the number of people who died because of lack of oxygen, you cannot conclude and say that there are no lack of oxygen deaths, zero. So this zero death theory is being debunked by family members. I mean, how can we forget this? It's just 3 months old. This is the sad part of data where it nullifies reality. I mean, the reality is that people died due to oxygen shortage in front of our eyes, and data suggests otherwise. Let's quickly listen in to what some of these people had to say.
मेरे फादर मॉम तो डिस्चार्ज होने वाले थे बस मैं उस दिन ही अगले दिन ही कॉल आता है कि ये बार हॉस्पिटल आ जाओ डॉक्टर बात करना चाहते हैं फर्स्ट मेरी मम्मी की डेथ हुई पहले तो वहां पर था मैं तो डॉक्टर कह रहे कि ऑक्सीजन की शॉर्टेज से डेथ हो गई तो
मुझे हैरानगी होती है सरकार ये कैसे कह सकती है अगर नहीं हुई है तो फिर उन्होंने क्या खुद ही अपने गले घोट कर मार दिया वो बिल्कुल ठीक ठाक थी फर्स्ट टाइम वो अपने मतलब हॉस्पिटल में एडमिट हुई है 29th को वो एडमिट हुई है और फर्स्ट को उनका ऐसे ये सब हो गया
21-22 को हमको लोग पता चला कि ऑक्सीजन लेवल ज्यादा डाउन है 40-60 इसी तरह पहुंच गया
40-60 था ठीक है
फिर उसके बाद हम लोग हॉस्पिटल काफी हॉस्पिटलों में दौड़े हैं कहीं कोई बेड नहीं खाली था ना कहीं ऑक्सीजन भी अवेलेबल नहीं हो पा रही थी
So you heard what the family members have to say. We'll be joined in by Eric Massey also. He lost his mother this year in Delhi, in Rohini, due to oxygen shortage later on the show. But Mahesh Verma, leader of the BJP, and Jasmine Shah, vice chairman of DDC, as well as Aam Aadmi Party spokesperson. Thank you so much. Mr. Verma, we'll begin with you first. Ye kehna thagi nahi hogi. Will it not be cheating the people of this country to say that we do not have data to suggest that people died due to lack of oxygen? क्योंकि अभी ये 3 महीने पहले हुआ है ज्यादा पुरानी बात भी नहीं
सुशील जी जो आप बात कह रहे हैं मुझे लग रहा है कि इसमें थोड़ा सा मुझे ऐसा लग रहा है कि जैसे केंद्र सरकार जो है उसको कहीं ना कहीं उसके माथे पे ये चीज डालकर
तो वर्मा जी मैं जरा लेट मी बी अ लिटिल बिट मोर प्रिसाइज इन माय क्वेश्चन मैं सवाल और एकदम सीधा कर देता हूं ये जो राज्यों ने आपको आंकड़े नहीं दिए हैं व्हाट हैज बीन मेंशन्ड इन द स्टेटमेंट सेज दैट कंप्यूटिंग द नेचर ऑफ द कॉज ऑफ द डेथ इज द रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी ऑफ द स्टेट गवर्नमेंट बिकॉज हेल्थ इज अ स्टेट सब्जेक्ट ऐसे में हमारे पास डेटा नहीं है और क्योंकि डेटा नहीं है दैट्स वाई वी कैनॉट कंक्लूड दैट पीपल हैव डाइड बिकॉज ऑफ लैक ऑफ ऑक्सीजन
सो इसका रीजन है
विल यू नॉट एडमिट दैट दिस सिस्टम इज फ्लॉड That data is making us believe that nothing went wrong.
देखिए आप अगर ये कह रहे हैं कि केंद्रीय स्वास्थ्य मंत्री जो है कोई डाटा नहीं दे पा रहे हैं, देश के आगे बता नहीं पा रहे हैं कि ऑक्सीजन की कमी से कितनी मौत हुई, आप मुझे बताइए कि अगर कोई राज्य सरकार ये डाटा मुहैया नहीं कराती है तो उस सूरत में क्या केंद्रीय स्वास्थ्य मंत्री को क्या कहना चाहिए आपके हिसाब से?
नहीं, बिल्कुल जो कहा है उन्हें वही कहना चाहिए. बट हियर इज द थिंग, आई एम नॉट आस्किंग क्वेश्चंस ओनली ऑफ द सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट. भाई बहुत सारी सरकारें तो बीजेपी की राज्यों में भी है ना, यूपी में है. फाइन, आई विल कम टू मिस्टर जैस्मिन शाह फॉर दिल्ली. आई कैन आस्क द कांग्रेस स्पोक्सपर्सन अबाउट राजस्थान एंड छत्तीसगढ़, बट शुड आई नॉट आस्क यू क्वेश्चंस ऑन व्हाई द यूपी गवर्नमेंट डिड नॉट कंप्यूट डेथ्स, और व्हाई द मध्य प्रदेश गवर्नमेंट डिड नॉट कंप्यूट डेथ्स, और हिमाचल गवर्नमेंट और द कर्नाटका गवर्नमेंट?
मैं दो आपको दो एग्जाम्पल देके इस बात को समझाना चाहूंगा. देखिए छत्तीसगढ़ जहां से ऑक्सीजन पूरे देश में सप्लाई, वहां पे अगर ऑक्सीजन से मौत हुई तो उसका कारण ये नहीं था कि वहां कोई ऑक्सीजन की कमी थी. वहां ऑक्सीजन के सिलेंडर नहीं थे, वहां ऑक्सीजन के बेड नहीं थे, वहां आईसीयू बेड नहीं थे. दिल्ली में जो सुप्रीम कोर्ट का रिपोर्ट है उसमें साफ साफ ये दिखाई दे रहा है कि आपकी जितनी जरूरत थी उससे आप 10 गुना मांग रहे थे, और ऑक्सीजन की कमी बताकर आपने हजारों लोगों को मौत के मुंह में डाल दिया.
और रिपोर्ट जो है उसके बहुत सारे जो लेखक हैं उन्होंने ही डिनाई कर दिया है कि अभी वो सही नहीं है.
नहीं, अगर सुप्रीम कोर्ट की बात
डॉक्टर गुलेरिया एनी सेड दैट वो सही नहीं है.
चलिए मैं आपकी बात को मान लिया कि वो सही नहीं है, लेकिन सवाल यह है कि ऑक्सीजन की कमी की बात कहके ऑक्सीजन बेड ना हो, आईसीयू बेड ना हो, वहां मिसमैनेजमेंट हुआ हो और ऑक्सीजन के ऊपर टिकरा फोड़ा जा रहा हो.
मिस्टर वर्मा, ऑल आई वांट टू से राइट नाउ इज दैट इफ वी ऑल कुड वरी अबाउट व्हाट वी कैन डू rather than talking about what others did not do right, it will really do us well. My question to you was, why did the Madhya Pradesh government, UP government, Himachal government, Karnataka government, Gujarat government and all the other BJP governments did not compute data like this? Let me now ask question to Mr. Jasmine Shah. Mr. Shah, no government computed deaths. No government, including the Delhi Aam Aadmi Party government. You did not. Why can we not admit that we have failed people? And if we learn from here on that the next time there is another wave, we would be able to add this column that died due to oxygen shortage.
Sanket, I entirely disagree with you. If you're saying that Delhi government did not compile this data, let me share with all your viewers that in the month of June, Delhi government set up an independent committee of 6 doctors, 3 from the public sector and 3 from the private sector, precisely to ensure that the families, the cries of all the families who said that our dear ones lost lives due to oxygen, the truth comes out, because it's a very complex system and you really need to read the case records and the death summaries to arrive at a conclusion.
Were you able to compute how many people lost their lives?
So that's exactly what I'm coming at. And this is what Deputy CM told in his PC today, that we set up this committee and we sent the file to LG. Mind you, shockingly, the BJP put pressure on the LG to refuse the permission to Delhi government to find out how many people lost their lives due to oxygen.
This is completely inexplicable. So you're saying that the central government does not want this data revealed?
They did not even, no, the data could not even be compiled, Saket. The committee required the approval of the LG to access the records from all the hospitals, private as well as government. And it is there, it is covered in the media. So today, if the BJP is coming and saying that no deaths have happened because we've not received data, this is precisely what they wanted. We know it from last year also, Saket, that they said that no migrant deaths happened. Why? Because we ensured that no data gets reported on migrant
Sharma
deaths.
Ji, bataiye.
Today they are talking about no oxygen deaths happened.
No migrants died because there is no data.
This shows
and nobody died due to oxygen shortage because you engineered this. Aarop aapke upar ye lag raha hai ki aap chahte hi nahi hai ki ye data samne aaye. Aur jab aane ki koshish ho rahi thi to aapne rok di.
अच्छा, मैं एक सबसे पहले तो संकेत जी ये आपसे पूछना चाहूंगा, मुझे ये बता दीजिए कि देश के स्वास्थ्य मंत्री से जो पूछा गया है सवाल, वो देश में ऑक्सीजन की कमी से हुई मौत के बारे में पूछा गया है या सिर्फ बीजेपी रूलिंग स्टेट के बारे में पूछा गया है कि वहां कितनी मौत हुई ऑक्सीजन की कमी से?
हर जगह
ये तो बात नहीं है ना, हर जगह हुई है ना. अगर देश के स्वास्थ्य मंत्री कोई बयान देंगे तो हर एक राज्य से जो डाटा आएगा उसी बेसिस पे देंगे ना, या उससे अलग देंगे? वो कहेंगे कि नहीं, अब हम जो है अभी फिलहाल अभी बीजेपी रूलिंग स्टेट्स के बारे में बात करते हैं, हम दिल्ली के केजरीवाल गवर्नमेंट के बारे में बात नहीं करते हैं। अब रही बात की आ जाइए कि ये जो आरोप लगा रहे हैं हमारे ऊपर, सवाल यह है कि दिल्ली में जिस तरह से चीजों को रखा गया, बताया गया, परोसा गया, या फेज वन का देख लीजिए, जब इनके डिप्टी चीफ मिनिस्टर क्या बोलते हैं कि पांच हजार करोड़ रुपए
खारिज करी। सुन लीजिए, व्हाई डिड यू नॉट अलाउ द कमिटी सेट अप बाय द चीफ मिनिस्टर टू परफॉर्म इट्स फंक्शन? आप मुद्दे की बात करिए।
सर मैं तो आपसे ये कह रहा हूँ कि आपके लिए सुप्रीम कोर्ट मायने रखता है या मायने नहीं रखता है? सुप्रीम कोर्ट इस देश के लिए मायने रखता है या नहीं मायने रखता है? आप संविधान नहीं, हम मुद्दे से भाग नहीं रहे हैं।
ओके, दिस इज नॉट गोइंग एनीवेयर, हार्ड स्टॉप।
सुनिए,
दिस इज नॉट गोइंग एनीवेयर।
मैं संकेत जी ये कहना चाह रहा हूँ कि अगर सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने आपके लिए कोई ऑर्डर पास किया, उस ऑर्डर के तहत आपने क्या काम किया?
मिस्टर वर्मा एज वेल एज मिस्टर शाह, the only request over here is, as I thank you, is that the next time something like this happens, at least have a system in place so that we can compute data. This zero death theory does not work. This is plain and blatant lie. And to prove this, though I don't have to, we have with us Mr. Eric Massey, lost his mother this year in Delhi due to oxygen shortage. Eric, would you like to tell these politicians? I'm not going to ask you to pin the blame on a center or a state, but the point is, do you, after 3 months, feel a little cheated when you see, you know, a communication that because data was not computed this way, that is why we cannot conclude that people died due to lack of oxygen?
Am I audible? Can you hear
me? Yes.
So I think right from the start, we have been cheated. Like initially there was no system in place. There was no hospital beds. Then there were no medicines. We had to run here and there and arrange everything for ourselves. Then there was no oxygen. And after that, like we lost a family member just because there was no oxygen in a hospital. Imagine that. I mean, we arranged everything right from tocilizumab, remdesivir, all the plasma and everything that hospital demanded. But then these guys did not tell us that go get oxygen. Imagine that there was no oxygen in the hospital and that's why we lost somebody in our family. I mean, imagine that. And after that, just yesterday we saw in parliament that apparently the government reports that there were no deaths due to lack of oxygen. I mean, and people are talking about committees and this and that. So I think rather than that, these guys should have contacted one of us. We are a lot of people here who have lost our family members just because of that. If you are forgetting about any sort of death, then let me just, what I can do is I can play those, I can play Mr. Valuja's interview also. The very next day when it happened in Jaipur Golden Hospital, he admitted that the deaths happened all because of oxygen shortage. Mm. Right? And at the same time, now it's almost like, you know, rubbing salt on our wounds, because now both the center and state governments are just trading charges here and there, shrugging off all the responsibility. So imagine what we must be going through, learning that, you know, something of this nature has happened and now nobody's ready to take the blame.
Do you think that this argument must be allowed to be presented and we must spare this sort of an argument? Again, the center is only saying this because the states have not compiled this data. So do you think the pressure has to be put in each state by each family member to come together as a collective to say, here we are. We are the data.
See, that's what, like, if in case what the center is saying that the states did not inform them about any sort of death. So what were these guys doing all this time? Didn't they know that there were so many deaths all because of oxygen shortage? Why didn't they ask? Why didn't they launch any sort of probe into it? If the states are not telling you about everything, about the deaths and everything, so you should be the one who should be launching a probe, asking them to put together everything. And this is the problem, you know. So you can go on saying that the states did not tell us anything. And yes, the states are wrong in their place. And Eric, something should be done for that also.
My final question, do you completely reject this zero death theory?
Definitely. I mean, look at us. I mean, in my knowledge, I know at least 12 to 15 people who lost their loved ones, their family members due to oxygen shortage. And there must be many. Imagine that this happened in Jaipur Golden Hospital, Gangaram Hospital, Batra Hospital. There were one or two more hospitals here. Imagine Goa. There was a government hospital there where it happened twice that people died. Almost 50 people died.
Yes.
Just because there was no oxygen. So, I mean, if you calculate this, over 70, 80 people are here only. And if you count properly, then there'll be many more. Imagine
Absolutely. Eric, thank you so much for coming out and speaking your mind very, very clearly. Thank you very much. If we as a country have a collective conscience, we must all together reject this zero death theory. It is nothing but a joke. Good night and goodbye.